Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Just leave Britney alone already, people. Get a life. I mean, seriously, DZ. Now the fans are calling the cops on Britney Spears because she deleted her Instagram. Like, you said it best off the air. It's one thing if it's her family.
Yeah, which nobody's trusting right now anyway.
Right, so screw them.
So the fans took it upon themselves to call the cops to do what, a welfare check on Britney Spears?
Like, what? Get out of here, dude. Because she deleted her Instagram? Get a life. Like,
they're concerned and involved. That's all I'm going to say. Because that takes a lot. I'm not calling no police to some celebrity's house. I'm worried about them. Please call. Please go check on them.
Every time I wanted to delete my social media, you called the cops. I don't do it. But if every time I thought about it, could you imagine?
Yeah. No, that's...
Leave her alone already, people.
That's a little overboard.
I don't get it. I just think they need to back off. I think this is too much. So now Britney's speaking out, and she's upset about it, and I don't blame her. She's like, enough already. Like, you don't need to call the cops because I deleted my Instagram. In fact, you don't need to call the cops because I posted something you thought was weird. Leave me alone. I'm like, she's 40. She's 40. Let her live.
Grown, but we've also seen recently her kind of tweaking out a little bit in public at that restaurant, whatever footage.
To a point where the cops need to be called to her house for a welfare check. She said, you're just invading my privacy too much now. You're too much involved.
The world's been hyper worried about Britney for the last like 2.5 years.
Yes.
You remember when they did the video and look at her hand signals. She's in distress. Now, I'm not discrediting it because some of those things have a real place, but I didn't think Britney was doing it. Yeah. She's in the green screen. They got her chained in some cellar. Uh-huh. I was like, dog, she's probably fine in a mansion. Yeah. I'm just going to keep it 100 with y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Let her live. She's in her, you just said it best. She's in her mansion. Mansion, keyword. Let her live.
Pause.
Damn it. I put too much in my mouth.
Pause.
DZ, I did it. Go ahead. 103.7. Kiss FM. DZ, say something about it.
What? Tell me, DZ.
It's a Friday. Can you tell?
Yeah, and we live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yes. Oh my God.
Come on now, quit playing with us. It's finally Friday. We made it. It's the end of the week. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to me. Congratulations to y'all.
And congratulations, I got such a great co-host that he just saved me right there when I had a mouthful of food and I was not ready to go on the air like I should have been. Thank you, DZ. You got my back and I appreciate
you. Dog, you almost cracked me talking about something I put too much in my mouth. I'm like, bro, pause.
I knew we were going on the air in 30 seconds and I still couldn't stop. I wanted more food. My food in my mouth. Oh.
It's definitely Friday.
It is.
And we're here.
I'm here and I'm excited because you found something yesterday at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You had been telling me about this off the air, a new product that's hitting the shelves. And you're like, Allie, I really want to try this. And I'm like, well, yeah, you found it. We're going to try it next. Is that what's happening?
I love the old product. The new product is replacing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see.
Everybody knows what this is. Nobody's going to be like, I don't know. They're going to know the old product.
The old product, you're going to be like, what's the new one called?
Yeah.
What? Oh, I did hear somebody talking about that.
I'll just say this. It's a drink. I'll leave it at that. It's not alcohol, unfortunately.
Not yet.
We're going to try it next. Hold on. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We're trying something new today, DZ. Week 4. This is the final day of week 4 for us.
Week 4 on a Friday. So why not, you know, find something fresh to try?
What did you... Okay, let's just start at the top, DZ, with what you told me about. What is being replaced?
So As many of you have heard, Sierra Mist, the long-loved, maybe it was just by me, long-loved Sierra Mist is no longer, it's gone. Mm-hmm. They're replacing it with some with a new formula, and it's called Starry.
Starry lemon lime. I didn't even know Sierra Mist was going away. Like, this was, I was today years old.
Really? Oh, so this is new to you. I was hurt when I found out that Sierra Mist was gone because I drank Sprite. Mm-hmm. I drank, you know, Sierra Mist. Mm-hmm. I drank 7-Up. I drank all of those. But once I found Sierra Mist.
You're a white soda kind of guy.
I like white soda. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't really like the dark soda unless I'm mixing it with a dark drink.
I like the dark soda.
I feel
you. I'm a dark soda kind of gal.
That's why we match up, dog.
You're the yin to my yang.
Yeah, I got you. So when I found out that Sierra Mist was gone.
Yeah.
I was a little hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, well, something new. It's 2023 Jordan year. I think we got to at least give it a chance.
But hold on, though. I knew you loved me, DZ, because what did you find for me?
I found you a zero sugar.
DZ, I know you don't do the sugar.
You know, keeping everything right, making sure you watch the carbs, because sugar got plenty of carbs, y'all. So found the zero sugar. Mm-hmm. I was wondering. I was like, the whole thing got a zero sugar.
Surely, there's no way Sierra Mist would come out with a new one and Starry, it's called, not Sierra Mist.
That one's all Sierra Mist. Starry. Dead and gone.
They had to do a diet or a zero sugar one. There's no way in today's society.
True.
Okay. So are we going to taste test this and decide if it tastes as good?
I'm down if you're down. And you got to be truthful with it because I'm not trying to lie to nobody.
Smells good. I wish I was hungover.
Lemon.
It would be so good if I was hungover right now.
I love lemon lime anything.
Mm.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
One,
two, three. Mm. Nah, I gotta take another sip.
Yeah, me too.
You know what?
It's not bad.
Nah, you know what?
I can't tell the difference. You want me to be honest? I can't tell the difference.
Valid.
Is it the same or different?
I'm still going to call it Sierra Mist.
What if they just... That's what I was going to say. What if they just took it and made it literally with a different label? This is Sierra Mist inside, and they put the Starry,
They haven't rebranded. All they did was change the name. Mm-hmm. They ain't changed the recipe. Oh, y'all are capping, but at least I'm glad that the taste is still there.
Mm. Let's see who's calling. Take a first caller of the day. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your mascot man.
Oh, it's Tony in Racine. Ooh. Well, good morning, Tony.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, bud.
2 days in a row for me.
2 days. Were you the first caller yesterday?
Yes.
I was a little hungover and tired. I don't remember yesterday. Tony, we just tried. Did you know Sierra Mist went away? Did you have any idea?
Had no idea.
Well, thank God DZ's here to save the day.
I gotcha.
Just saying.
For real.
Uh-huh. Are you a white soda or a black soda kind of guy? Dark soda.
I'm a dark soda kind of guy.
Same. Me too. It's not bad. What's your favorite soda, though?
I was just taking a drink.
Sorry. The white or the black? Tell me what you like. What's your flavor? What's your preference?
I would probably have to say Dr. Pepper. It's in my drink of soda.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a soda guy. I'm a Pedialyte apple juice guy.
What are you, five?
Pedialyte and apple juice.
Pedialyte
is amazing.
It will keep you right, though. I did it in college. It helped with hydration, but
when
I
drink
Pedialyte in a minute.
When you're hungover, dehydrated, not every day of the week, DZ.
He said, I put a little Pedialyte in my coffee.
You know how you go and you buy like a 12-pack?
No, Tony. That wasn't an idea, man.
I drink probably 2-3 pots of coffee a day, so I would try that.
Get it together. Well, you know what? Let's discuss next. Is there something that went away that you miss, or maybe a replacement that came back and made it better? We can talk about that next. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ was so kind on a Friday to bring a new product into the studio. Not an ad at all. Just us being very curious people trying to taste test something new. Tell them what you got for us, DZ.
I got the Sierra Mist Replacement Starry. People didn't know. Allie, yourself.
No idea.
Sierra Mist is no longer. Bye-bye.
No idea. No idea that this was even a thing. I didn't know Sierra Mist was going away. I didn't know Starry
was replacing it.
I don't know why Sierra Mist went away. Do you?
I bet you sales just wasn't doing the numbers that
why?
They needed.
Well,
it's a rebrand.
If I'm being honest, a rebrand of what?
Just of the Sierra Mist, to try to refresh it. Some people going to be like, oh, have you heard of the Desert New Soda? Starry.
I thought you
never going to even know it was Sierra Mist.
There was something like before Sierra Mist that it had replaced. But I get it. Sprite is like Sprite.
It's top dog.
It's Sprite.
It's Sprite and 7-Up.
So what are you going to do when you go in and people see Sprite, 7-Up, and then Sierra Mist was always third?
Redheaded stepchild.
It was the redheaded stepchild.
No offense to any redheads. We love y'all.
Fair. Fair enough.
Or stepchildren, we love y'all
too. Fair enough. Well, let's just go to the phones and see what everybody wants to say today. First up, we have our girl, Sarah, is in Kenosha this morning. Let me get your theme song pulled up. Good morning, Sarah.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Friday.
Happy Friday. What's a soda that you like love or miss, or did something go away? What you got?
So there's a soda that is only available in the winter.
What?
And this year, for some reason, it has only been available at Walgreens. They don't sell it in, like, grocery stores in cans or anything anymore.
What is it?
And it is called Limonade.
What? You ever heard of this?
Oh, my God. DC, you'd probably love it because it's by Sprite.
What?
And it's a white soda. Mm. It's Sprite and lemonade mixed together.
Limonade.
I don't even like sweet drinks, and this sounds good to me. Sprite and lemonade. So you know what I'm thinking about right now? A cocktail.
A little cocktail.
I'm thinking vodka.
Well with vodka.
Add vodka.
It is Friday.
Yes, sir.
It is the tastiest. It has the bubbles of Sprite. It's got like the kind of like sweet tartness of lemonade. And it's so good. You can find them at Walgreens, 2 for $4.
Well, now...
Oh, and a deal?
Say less.
Sarah, you had us at deal. You had us at add alcohol. You had us at...
Limonade. You had me at Limonade.
Limonade.
Nice.
I thought Sarah was going to say the gingerbread Mountain Dew. I was like, no. Don't say that.
What?
No.
This is a thing?
Let's not even touch the subject. I'm sorry I brought it up.
How dare you bring up
don't
such a...
Don't make us nauseous on a Friday.
Thank you,
limonade,
Sarah.
Limonade. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.
Limonade, yes. Have a good day.
You too. Next up, Logan is in Sheboygan. Do you know Logan?
That's my dog.
How do you know Logan?
That's my dog.
Logan, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
How do you guys know each other?
We went to college together. We played football together. He's a little older. He's an old man. You know, I'm a young man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we did our thing.
We're all about the Lakeland College, not this Lakeland University nonsense.
Oh, you have to call it college, university.
We went to the college. We don't know nothing about that university. You know, they got some money now. You know what I'm saying?
That's semantics. You guys are crazy.
We played in the mud.
Listen, it's too. Oh, so the word university is too fancy for you guys.
New, it's new.
Give me
it's
a break,
new.
Logan. What do you got to say about soda? Because DZ and I were just trying the new Sierra Mist. They've gotten rid of it. They started this
It's called Starry.
And I'm tired. It's good. It's good. I didn't mean, no offense. I think it's great. What's up, Logan?
Well, I'll give you a little insight on it. And Starry is actually not new. That was
what?
It's the original brand that Pepsi created to compete with Sprite.
Oh,
and then when they revamped it, it went to
Sierra Mist.
It went to Miss Twist.
Miss Twist? Who the hell is she? I don't know who Miss Twist is.
And then Miss Twist. They reverted it back to Sierra Mist, and then now they're coming. I've been out of Pepsi now for almost a year, but...
Wow.
I'm assuming now they're bringing back Starry.
Logan, I don't even know you, and I appreciate your knowledge this morning on all the white sodas from Pepsi, because
Logan,
I didn't know any of this.
He literally just dropped knowledge,
he did.
He said, so Starry is the OG. This was first top dog, so technically this is what's being brought back.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra Mist was like the third one in line, even for the brand.
Wow.
Yeah, because I want to say it was like in 99 is when they started coming up with it, and then I want to say it dropped in like 2002 or 2003.
Wow.
And then it got revamped into Miss Twist. And then it reverted back to Sierra Mist because everyone didn't like Miss Twist.
Miss Twist. And why is everybody hating on Miss Twist? Damn. Let her live. It's like Britney.
We don't know Miss Twist. She sounds untrustworthy.
Logan, thank you for bringing the knowledge, and thanks for calling the show. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Have a good weekend, fam.
Maria's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Maria. How you doing?
Good morning, Beauty and Allie. How are you?
Good. Are you a white soda or a dark soda kind of gal?
You know what? I'm a white soda, but after I got COVID, I taste sugar in everything. Like, work.
Your sense of taste changed. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ginger ale zero.
Sensitive?
Ginger ale zero is my thing right now.
That's her jam.
And it's amazing.
You a ginger ale person, DZ?
I mean, if I'm sick.
It's like I have to.
Yeah. My mom likes the bold ginger ales.
I'm not huge on sodas, but I need something to make me burp. So
I feel that, though. I feel it helps just clear. Ooh, no, I feel
really?
That. Yeah. Get some gases out.
That burp. Wait. So zero does it for me.
I've never intentionally drank carbonated drinks to get gas out. This is a whole new thing. I didn't even know that was a thing.
If your stomach's full
from
food.
You know what? You feel it in your chest sometimes. You got to get it out.
Got to get it out.
Does it just add more?
Allie, if you're a vodka seltzer girl, go to the bars, get a vodka
I'm
seltzer.
I'm a vodka girl. Seltzer's optional.
The Crystal Light squirt it in your vodka seltzer. It's amazing.
I used to do that. Trust me, I've been around the block. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one who did that.
Girl, you think you're the only drunk in Wisconsin? Get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? My bad, DZ.
What's the word?
I was doing something stupid with our board because Allie should never be the pilot.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, it's like when you're a kid and you're playing with the buttons on the computer and you're screwing around.
We press too many buttons.
I was doing something stupid with the computer. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
DZ. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about here in the Hollywood Dirt, DZ. I want to talk about how just now, today, we're finding out that Young Gravy, who we played on this radio station nonstop with the song Betty, the Rick Astley remake,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember this.
Hey.
Yeah. Everybody knows this. Before
I
get the dog, got the morning
routine. Right? I mean, Young Gravy went to Madison, so he gets love out here.
He did go to Madison, that's right. We played this song nonstop, and he used the sample of Rick Astley, I believe, Never Gonna Give You Up, in the song, which old people already knew the song. Young people knew the song because they like to Rickroll people, right? So you had this mixture where it all fell together, and then he came out with this hit song.
You've
Young
heard
Gravy.
This at least sampled somewhere.
You've heard, yes. You know.
Never gonna
Everybody
give
knows
you
it. Never gonna. Well, now all of a sudden we're finding out that Rick Astley is suing Young Gravy.
He never greenlit this?
That's what I'm confused about. How did this song play for months and months and months? He performed it forever. Rick Astley obviously knew the song was out there. Why are we just now getting the lawsuit is what I'm confused about. Am I alone in wondering why this is just now a thing? Like, I don't understand. I
you know
don't understand.
What? They might just be going to try to extend the life, the longevity, the clout, if you will.
Yeah.
So that you could talk about it a little bit longer because... Come on. I feel like everybody and their mama knew that this song was out. I don't rock with Gravy like that,
Rick
and
Astley
I knew this
knew.
Song was out like
Rick
that.
Astley, listen to this.
Probably into the early morning.
He's like suing over... That part. Get money. Apparently, that's what he's suing him over, saying he used his voice or tried to impersonate his voice.
So it's not about the sample. It's more about the fact that he deliberately conspired with the producer, Mr. Dylan Francis, to deliberately, nearly indistinguishably imitate Mr. Astley's voice throughout the song. So
I thought it was.
I thought it was
Rick Astley. You're saying, okay, so let me try this again. This isn't Rick Astley then. Listen, let's see. That's not Rick Astley.
It's not. So he's saying y'all could have hit me direct. Right there.
Here it comes.
Money.
That part.
That's not Rick Astley.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was. So
I
he's saying everybody was saying, oh, you feature on that. He didn't feature on it, and now he's probably salty because he could have got a cut of the check.
But why do you know what I'm saying about why now? And
why
not
now?
It's 7 months ago when this because he wanted the clout.
And he didn't know if the song was gonna pop as much as it did, and since it did, he's like, no, y'all owe me some get back, baby.
Rick Astley, you waited too long to go off about this.
Rick Rhodes yourself. You ain't getting no money.
You ain't getting no money, DZ. He's right. You ain't getting no money, and you waited way too long. Wow. Oof,
that's tough. That's rough.
Well, I was 8 years old when I learned that. Thank you for educating me on that. That was not Rick Astley in that song, because I thought the same thing. Dude.
I thought it was, too. No, until it said, well, it's impersonating him, so that means it's not him. Mm-hmm. He's not in the song whatsoever. I thought he was a feature.
No money for you. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, week 4. We made it, my friend.
Friday, week 4, and I can taste the weekend.
You know, I heard us on the radio. I heard us on the radio yesterday.
How we sound?
We sounded great.
Let's go.
People always ask me, do you hear yourself on the radio? I'm like, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But I was driving to have dinner with a friend last night, and I heard us, and you said something about from baby intern to KISS mornings. And I was like, oh, I love that. I love thinking about you, how far you've come, and I'm just, everybody in the building loves you, and I'm just glad you're here doing mornings with me. I'm like, God, look at you. 2014, you came in as an intern on our sports station,
and now
look
I'm
at
here.
You now,
look at me now,
freaking co-hosting a morning show on a Heritage morning show, and KISS FM is Milwaukee at its best. So I just was thinking about you last night, thinking about how happy I was you're here, and now we're done with week 4.
Going
crazy.
Good
stuff. We are going to do Am I the Jerk next, which we've had some fun doing this segment on the show since
you've
joined.
I'm really, really enjoying these Am I the Jerk segments. Yesterday, by far, my favoritest. Uh-huh. We were talking about finding money in the couch.
And would you keep money if you got a free couch? You said you would keep the money.
Definitely keeping it. Uh-huh. I'd feel bad about it for a second, but I'd buy something to make me feel better.
Today's is interesting. It's about a guy who wants to postpone. A woman, right? Who
yes.
wants to postpone her wedding for a superficial reason. We're not going to tell you what. You're going to have to listen to Am I the Jerk next. But
it's
a special day.
You should be able to postpone until you're ready, right?
It's kind of shady, though, what she's doing. Listen, we're going to get into that next. Don't forget, by the way, Lizzo tickets still up for grabs. Listen to the Odyssey app every hour that you listen to KISS FM through the Odyssey app, because you can listen live on our Odyssey app. You get entered to win tickets when she comes to the Pfizer Forum in May. So
every hour that passes, uh-huh. another entry you get.
Yep.
Be logged in. Download mm-hmm. the app, AUDACY, if you haven't already.
Boom.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh. DZ, are you ready for this one?
I believe I am. I got my thinking hat on because it's Am I the Jerk?
Fiona the Fiance wrote into the show. Get ready, everybody. This is good stuff for wedding. Here's what she said. Here's what she wrote into the show. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, my fiance and I are in our mid-20s. We're set to get married later this year, but he recently got braces. And now I'm considering postponing our wedding until he gets his braces off.
Oh.
She said he refused to get them when he was younger, and now as an adult recognized the need for them. I have nothing against the braces. I'm happy he got them. I just wish it wasn't so close to our special day. The last thing I want is to have braces in our wedding photos. She's savage.
Them adult braces do hit different.
I feel like these are things you don't say out loud, but I digress. Okay, so she's saying them. Then she says, when I brought this up to my fiance, he got upset, offended, and now believes that I'm ashamed of him.
Rightfully
so. I tried to explain that it's not shame, but my desire to have aesthetically pleasing pictures. We got into an argument after. I said, this could have been avoided had he gotten the invisible braces instead.
Things
got so heated that my fiance said if I wanted to postpone the wedding, then we might as well just call it off. Weddings make people crazy, and I'm here for it.
I swear, Bridezilla.
She said, am I the jerk for wanting to delay our day until his braces are off? Fiona the fiance, 414-533-1037.
Listen.
DZ, this is a good one.
I don't want to call her the jerk because I understand you want to have the perfect pictures.
Same.
It's your wedding day.
Same.
It's not like you can redo them.
Same.
I hear the invisible braces part, but that's mad expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Adult braces don't happen to adults unless you just didn't have money to get your teeth fixed mm-hmm. as a kid. My guess is, knowing my experience, like Colombian, you don't mm-hmm. get a braces until you're an adult anyway because
yes.
they're that expensive, right?
Right. They're expensive for a lot of people.
Period.
It's a luxury for kids to be able to get braces,
I'm
right?
I'm saying.
I got you.
I hear why he maybe didn't want to get them as a kid,
mm-hmm.
but now that he's getting them fixed, mm-hmm. let him rock. It's not like you can't get a edited version of your smile for your wedding day.
Oh, you're saying Photoshop.
Photoshop. Thank you.
No, it's not what she wants. She wants to postpone it until the braces are off, and now they're fighting. Is she the jerk for wanting to postpone the wedding day? 414-533-1037. I can't wait to hear what people say.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Woo-wee. Fiona the fiancé, as we're calling her, wrote into the show, her and her fiancé in their mid-20s, getting married later this year. He recently got braces. She says she doesn't mind the braces, DZ, but she still wants to postpone the wedding until they're off for the pictures. Mm-hmm. Is Fiona the jerk? Let's just get into
Let's get into it.
I mean, seriously. Rachel is in Oconomowoc this morning. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Is Fiona the jerk for wanting to postpone the wedding because of the
Definitely.
Braces? Definitely. Go
There's
on.
It's called Photoshop if it's that bad.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You spend so much time and money planning this. Photoshop it. My sister had to have adult braces, and the photographer did such a great job, you will never even know.
Really? So this really? Has actually happened where braces were in the picture, and they edited them out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you can't tell in any single close-up or anything.
Wow. So, see, it is possible.
It is possible. I wouldn't have known that. But of course, there's a way. Yeah. Of course, there's a way to doctor pictures in 2023, all the fake stuff out there.
You really think AI wasn't going to be able to give you a good smile instead of braces? Okay.
You can do it. Hey, Rachel and Akana.
If you love that person, you wouldn't put anything on hold.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with that.
Some might argue, but that if it's real, though, and meant to be, then you can postpone it and have the wedding whenever.
Oh.
How you like them apples, Rachel?
DZ came through with it. Look at that.
That's just telling your fiance you don't like the way he looks good enough to show him off.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Rachel, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for answering.
We're trying.
Have a good weekend.
She's a regular. She called 5 days in a row into the show. She's got her own theme song. Good morning to our girl, Paulina in Milwaukee.
Good morning. Ooh. How are y'all?
Well.
Just jazzercising with you now real quick.
We're not feeling superficial. Oh, yeah. Are you feeling superficial? What do you think?
Not at all. No.
Is Fiona a jerk?
Yeah, I think she's a jerk. And I mean, as she said before, Photoshop is an option. But I mean, even besides that, I think it would just be something to look back and laugh at. I mean, mm-hmm. it's funny. Mm-hmm. And I just got married this past August, and 2 weeks before our wedding, I fell down a flight of stairs, okay, and I fractured my knees, and I was covered in bruises.
Oh, no!
I still had my wedding, okay?
Yeah.
All bruised up.
Just threw some makeup on it, called it a day.
Yes. Well, thank goodness it was a stair fall. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Well, and you know what? Think about if like somebody's like your fiance gets into a car accident, gets deformed, let's say. You still going to marry him? Or are you going to postpone the wedding forever if you do that.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So, Paulina, thanks for calling in today. Have a great day.
We're acting like acting like it's a whole headgear. Like she's out here bright face. Like she's out here got every night.
You know what? I wouldn't marry the guy if he had headgear, honestly. Semi-superficial.
You're just real.
We have one more call. Is anyone disagreeing on the text?
I got somebody in the text line, 414-533-1037, that
what?
Said, not the jerk.
What?
Same age range. Uh-huh. Said, I'm 27 with braces, and I refuse to smile with teeth and told my boyfriend that he's not allowed to propose until I have them off because braces are ugly as hell. And as an adult, that's a fact. She said her teeth didn't start shifting into her 20s, though. So somebody going, nope, she's just looking out for him.
So two people on the phone have said jerk, but we have people texting in saying not a jerk.
We got some texts saying not the jerk.
That's an interesting spin right there, saying she's helping him out because he'll thank her later kind of vibe. Listen,
right?
Autumn is in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Autumn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. What do you think? Is Fiona the fiance a jerk because she wants to postpone the wedding because her fiance has braces?
She is definitely a jerk. I got married just this past July, so yeah. I get the whole wedding planning, and mm-hmm. I'm not saying I wasn't a little crazy, too.
Yes.
But, I mean, the point of the day is you're marrying the love of your life,
And mm-hmm. I look back at pictures, and I don't love all of them. However, mm-hmm. that's not what I focus on. I just remember how great the whole day was in the grand scheme of things. So while pictures are important, the whole how your day goes is even more important.
Yes.
So it's small mm-hmm. in comparison.
Well, and I always said this, and people can light me up for this, I don't care, as someone who's been married before, was that we had some great, great wedding pictures. Our photographers yes. were fire. Wrong Shout point. Out to them if they're listening, because I love them.
You know who you are.
They know who they are, and they were amazing. But at the end of the day, you have like three pictures up at the end of the day. You got an album sitting on the coffee table, maybe, and you got two canvases, and over time, those pictures get replaced with kids or whatever. It's not like you got 50 wedding pictures up for the rest of your life. I'm sorry. It's like your grandparents have one picture at the end of the day, and you know it when you go in their house.
Right.
I'm just saying. Just
yeah.
saying.
You're absolutely
People
right.
People put too much into that, the pictures. Mm-hmm.
It's
and
important.
I got like over 500 back, and right, you only put so many up, so if the yes. braces are really that bad, they get different profiles, so put one without the braces in it if it's mm-hmm. that big of a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Autumn, thanks for calling in Waukesha. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
So, three jerks on the phone, DZ.
When two not a jerks in the text. Said, I can completely understand where she's coming from. You pay so much for a wedding photographer.
Yeah.
It's only nice to get some good pictures.
I get that. Fair enough. You can always text in 414-533-1037. DZ, I want to tell you what I did last night. I had dinner with a special friend last night.
A special friend?
Hold on. I'll tell you who next. Kiss FM. Did you think I was on a date last night again? Come on.
Yeah, I thought you were on another date. You said it was a super secret friend.
Kind of hoochie mom I am. Come on.
Ain't nobody say that. I just think you out here sowing your oats.
I am supportive of women doing whatever they want in 2023. No, I actually wasn't on a date last night, but I was having dinner with a
friend. With a special friend.
A special friend. And she's a friend of the show.
Wait, so who are you out to dinner with? Tell
she's
me.
A friend of the show. She is a friend of the show. Should I play her theme song, actually?
I mean, if she's got a theme song, you gotta play the song.
She can't call in right now because she's busy. I'll tell you why. Shout out to Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Little
new kids on the block.
Let me tell you why I was out to dinner with Kelly in Sussex. Because we get to know the regulars over time. We've had parties where we invite them. You know, I've been to Ryan and Calabama's house, DZ.
Keep rubbing it in. That's fine.
Sorry.
Whatever.
You're going to be going.
I'll get there soon.
You'll be going to these people's houses as you get to know them. Mike in Hartford and his wife, Kathleen. I've been to their house for their kid's birthday party. We get to know our regulars. And so last night I had dinner with Kelly in Sussex. And her and I have a lot in common because she lost a ton of weight, just like me. If people don't realize this, I lost 150 pounds.
Shout out to the keto. Mm-hmm. Shout
yes.
out to you doing your thing.
Boom.
And now you were in, was it maintenance, right?
Maintenance, yes.
There we go.
But to me, I just kind of like, it's my lifestyle
it's your,
now. I just watch
it's
carbs.
It's not maintenance, it's your life.
I don't count calories. I just watch my carbs and my sugar, and I just eat what I want to eat. And, you know, I just have to make good choices for myself. But I respect whatever people want to do. Everybody does it differently.
Fair.
Well, you knew me. You've known me since 2014 when you started here at mm-hmm, the radio station. Mm-hmm. So you've seen me kind of yo-yo over the years. I call it the Oprah yo-yo, up, down, up, down.
I saw the transition,
You
yeah.
saw the big, the little, all that, and now I've kept off this weight for 4 years now, which
right.
is crazy.
Right.
So a lot of people know I recently had surgery back in October before you came back and joined the show, DZ.
I do remember this.
I
yes.
had skin removal yes, surgery yes. because I had, you know, lost the weight, kept it off for 3 years. I thought I'm gonna start working out to tone. And it's just the more muscle I built, the more skin. You know, my skin was becoming an issue. My boobs were hanging down to my belly button. I wasn't feeling good about myself.
Fix
you get
one
the picture.
Thing, realize you don't like another.
Yeah, right.
I feel that.
But I felt like I had done the work, and I deserve to at least enjoy my body. If I'm gonna be like oh, I'm doing all this work, I can't even. I want to feel comfortable.
You want to feel good and be.
I don't
want to
have to wear shapewear and all this stuff to push the skin around. Like this sucks. So
Touché.
I had my skin removal surgery, aka, and a lot of women have this and don't talk about it. I found out from doing this. I had the tummy tuck. I had an arm lift, so my arms, and I got my breasts lifted, and I had a breast augmentation. Never okay. say never. Never thought I would do it. Here I am. So I had a lot done, and I've never been happier. Well, now Kelly in Sussex, she lost a ton of weight. Today's her surgery day.
And so, you had dinner with her last night.
She was like,
it was like the pre-surgery dinner.
I'm like the one guiding the new. I'm like,
right, you passing the torch.
Come talk to me about your surgery. Come here.
Tell me about
your guide day you. Talk to me. You know, let me guide you
no
through
need
the
to kiss
day.
The ring. Let's just have dinner.
Let's talk. I'm the guide. I'm the guide of skin removal surgery.
The guide mother.
The guide mother.
That's great.
I got you. I'll write it down.
So we had dinner last night. We went to this Mexican place in Sussex. Shout out to them.
Huepa.
El Jimador.
El Jimador. Very good. That is correct.
Shout out to them. But it was a great dinner. And I just thought, you know, I was telling her how I can't believe how long it's been now, DZ. I'm like, what, 4 months out now? What was it, October,
it's been four
November?
4 months already.
Has it? November? Really? Three.
Three going on four.
But I'm back to normal. Everything's good. I can exercise again. I'm starting to lift everything again. And
would you say you're all healed up? You know, as far as like any incision or any pain feeling, stuff like that?
Yes. And you get swollen a little bit here and there, but I don't have any swelling. I mean, my boobs get swollen once in a while.
I mean, mine
you
do
massage
too. It's fine.
Your boobs do. And my, but I feel great. And so it was cool watching her last night and talking to her and thinking like how far I've come just since October. And now I'm like, your life's going to be so different in like 3 months. Like,
so
I
you
love
were giving her
it.
That energy, giving
I was,
her that positivity,
uh-huh.
like, boo-boo, this is me on the other side,
this.
And it's going to be you in no time.
Yes!
He's pumping her up for her big day today.
The guide mother. It's so true what you said about that. So, I don't know. It's interesting. You can always text in any questions you have, because people have asked me some of the craziest stuff about the surgery. But I posted pictures on Facebook and Instagram. I posted the before and afters, if anybody's curious. But I have zero regrets. Zero.
No regrets.
None. And that's what I told her. Zero. I have zero regrets about doing all these surgeries.
I got a question for
what?
You.
Yeah,
I don't,
what?
Yeah, what? I don't want it to be too loaded
you
of a
can
question.
Ask me anything, DZ. What?
What were you most scared of getting this surgery? Because you got it. Like,
that's
there's
a great
that.
Question.
There's that paranoia. The thought. Like, I'm always scared. Uh-huh. I've only been put under once in my life.
Yeah.
I'm always scared of not waking up. You feel me? Knock
I wasn't
on wood.
Scared of that.
But what were?
I wasn't
were you
scared
most,
of that because they do this.
Worried about
these surgeons at. Shout out to Loom Cosmetic Surgery and MedSpa. They do this every day. And that's what I was telling Kelly. I was like, they do this. Like, it's like
they're
we come into work.
This. They're
this
true
is,
to this.
We could be on the radio with our eyes closed. Yeah. They could do surgery. Well, hopefully they don't do it with their eyes closed. What was I most scared? You know what? I'll keep it 100 right now. And I'll really expose. I was scared of the judgment. With my boobs. With my boobs.
Oh, okay.
With my boobs. Huh. Now I'm
really?
Like, everybody look at my boobs. Like, everybody check them out. Like, now I'm showing women in bathrooms.
Now you're trying to get them judged.
Oh, I'm in the bathroom. Like,
1
look,
to 10,
ladies,
baby. What you say?
Who wants to see them? Like, I'm that was probably the judgment. But then I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I'm happy. I'm going to own it. I have, and now that I have no regrets, I couldn't. But I think a lot of people, that's why they don't talk about it, is because of the judgment.
Feel like other people are going to talk about them.
Yes. They're like, oh, people, I don't want people to know I had this done. But it's like, screw it. What do you care? It's my body.
Breaking
it's not your
that
damn
wall.
Business.
It's
breaking
done
the
for,
wall.
You were doing it for you. You weren't doing it for anybody anyway.
Well, and
so why worry about anybody but you?
And if I hadn't talked about it, I couldn't have offered that support to Kelly.
Right.
And then she can offer that support to somebody else. Because I said, do you care if I mention this on the air? She's like, no. I go, great. So she can support somebody else now. We can support each other the more we talk about it, is
look,
my point.
Look at you. There's two guide mothers. In a pod.
Two kind mothers in a pod. Boom. I love it.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh boy, DZ. Harry Styles. We've been talking about him a lot this week. We talked about how he was out having coffee with his ex-girlfriend from high school.
Right.
Turned out that she actually already had a boyfriend and they were just old friends, allegedly.
Right.
Although if I'm out with an ex, you should be worried.
A famous ex
if
at
you
that.
Ever see me out with an ex, we're not just having coffee. No matter what I tell you, DZ, we're not just having
not just
coffee.
Having coffee.
Just know me well enough to know that much. Listen, no, but I'm not friends with my exes. Come on, no. But Harry was out having coffee with her. But listen to this. He was performing on Thursday night. His celebrity crush is in the crowd. Guess who his celebrity crush is?
Who's his celebrity crush?
Someone older than him.
Oh, well, we...
Someone beautiful. Yeah. We know he likes older women.
Yeah.
Good for me. She was on the show Friends. She looks good as hell to this day, even though she's like 50.
You could just say Jennifer Aniston.
Woo!
It's okay. You could just say Jennifer Aniston. We know who you're talking about.
Jennifer Aniston was in the crowd, and Harry split his pants on stage, which you said might have been on purpose.
Mm-hmm. If it was right in front of Jennifer Aniston, that man definitely split his pants on purpose. He hit the old SpongeBob. Then I ripped
nothing
my pants.
Would surprise me anymore after he dated Olivia Wilde, who was a little bit older, had two kids. Now that I've seen him date Olivia, if you said Jennifer Aniston and Harry were dating, I wouldn't even blink an eye, even though there's a huge age difference. There's like a 20-year age difference there.
Is that really that big of an age
gap? Yeah,
because
he's 28 and she's 50.
Oh,
think about it. But she doesn't look 50.
No, she don't look 50.
She looks amazing.
She's
well,
about 15 still. You
yeah,
know.
She looks
young,
smashable.
Very young.
Smashable, for sure. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but she was in the audience and he... split his pants, and then he joked about how embarrassed he was. And she wasn't the only one in the crowd. This is everybody comes to see Harry Styles. Kylie Jenner was in the crowd. Ellen DeGeneres, Trevor Noah. The guy pulls more celebrities at his shows. He's like Adele.
And everybody saw him split his pants. Hopefully Adele don't split her pants at her residency in Vegas.
Yep. Which is, you have another chance to win a trip to Vegas today. 9:30. We're going to give you a keyword. Boom. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, we made it to week four. Brand new KISS morning show. How
Friday,
you feeling?
Week four. Feel good. Woo. Tried some new stuff. So it was like a fresh find. We've done a lot today, and we ain't even done yet.
I know. We're on a roll. And I, you know, it's funny. I've known you since 2014 when you were a baby intern at this radio station on the sports station. You did all these things in the building. You were on the KISS morning show here and there. You got a KISS FM tattoo on the air because you lost a bet back in the day.
Still 2016,
he still has it on his leg. But it's funny because even though I've known you for a long time, I still am learning things about you.
Right.
And
right.
I learned something new about you today because in the dirt, what were we talking about this morning? Oh. Come on, let's tell everybody if they missed it, the Hollywood dirt, the story we were talking about.
Okay, so one of our darts here for the morning is the fact that Young Gravy, a rapper that y'all are very familiar with at this rate, is getting sued by Rick Astley. Never gonna give you a Mr. Rickroll himself.
Yes,
because he apparently used the sample and got licensed, but then imitated his voice. Rick Rolls is suing him because he's mad over the imitation. That's not the point. The point is that...
The point is that Young Gravy came up. But I have no problem playing this. I know everybody knows this song. You know this song. This is the song we were talking about. And this is the part. Right here. The get money is the part that he's suing him over because it's not actually Rick Astley. It's Young Gravy impersonating
And everybody
Rick
was
Astley.
Thinking that it was Rick yeah. Astley. And Rick Astley's like, nope, I'm not the feature. They just got the sample and they could have got the feature, but I ain't get paid. So that's a lawsuit.
So we're talking about this in the dirt and out of nowhere about Young Gravy. And I go, and then you said to me.
As soon as we got off
air. What the hell, DZ?
I dropped a little gem.
Just say what you said to me about Young Gravy.
I've kicked Young Gravy out of a bar before. Him and his people.
I'm sorry, what?
I have physically, me, myself, have had to kick Young Gravy up out of a bar before. Him and his people, because they were acting up a little bit too much.
I want to know more.
But I'll tell you some more.
I want you to hold on before you tell me more, because I want to know why you kicked Young Gravy out of a bar, and then we're going to talk to people about their funny celebrity experiences, but hold on. I'm dying to hear this.
I got the story.
Why DZ kicked Young Gravy out of a bar. It's coming up next. KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, I am dying to hear this story.
All right.
You know I love a good celebrity story.
A little tea.
Especially one that involves tea and all the juice. So just tell me, you kicked Young Gravy out of a bar, dude?
Yeah.
Is this for real?
Right hand.
Damn.
Right hand. So I've done, like you said, I've baby interned here. I've done a number of other things in the building.
Yeah.
I've gone and done other things at other places. And one of those things was bounced. Bar-backed.
You bar-backed.
Bartended. I've done it all, right?
So yes.
We were at a location in the city of Milwaukee. I don't need to disclose
where it is.
You don't
need to say
where. Because it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He had just
but
finished up.
But where was it? No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
He had just finished up a performance at a very popular local music venue.
Mm-hmm. This is Young Gravy we're talking about,
yes.
Okay?
Yes, Young Gravy. This was...
We all know this guy.
This guy
right here.
Stop it.
And he was out of pocket.
He said, stop it.
I had to stop him.
Never take a damn thing.
Okay, so Young Gravy is
so he was out of pocket.
Somewhere.
I had to stop him. The story goes like this. He had just wrapped up a show in Milwaukee and wanted to step out. You know, he went to school in Madison, so he's got familiarity with Milwaukee.
He
knows the area. He's been out here. Mm-hmm. Right. He pulls up to the establishment I'm working at the moment. Him and his friends, I'm Young Gravy. I'm this.
He said that?
He was doing that. He was doing that.
Oh, that's not
he was
good when they say that.
He was talking to the bouncers. He was talking to the bartenders. He was being a little
his ego.
Over forward, if you will.
He's not famous enough to walk up and say stuff like that.
He definitely felt like he was. He had a nice little rolly on. I'll give him that. But him and his posse pulled up and then instigated one of my bartenders. Now, as a
what
bouncer,
what do you mean? They started something with a bartender.
Started talking trash. One of my bartenders
Why?
Wasn't having it. He was trying to maybe spit some game at one of the ladies, and one of the male bartenders was like, "Listen, man, they're not having it. Please stop." They start to get into it. Now it's my job to step in.
Okay, wait. So okay, wait. Oh my gosh, I'm processing the celebrity juice right now. Okay, hold on. So Young Gravy rolls in. Him and his friends are hitting on one of the bartenders at this bar you're at, and then another male bartender says, "Back off."
She's not feeling it, man.
She doesn't want to get with you.
There's an exchange of words on their end.
Their egos cannot take it. Classic male ego stuff. Go on.
They get big as far as, do you know who I am?
Oh,
and to me, I don't give a damn who you are.
Amen. Nobody, yeah, stop.
No disrespect, but to me, you're a human being, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not one to rarely get starstruck and go, do you see who that is?
But just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you can treat people like garbage. I'm sorry.
And it was a scenario where I had to do my job. Mm-hmm. Now, did I want to kick Young Gravy out of the establishment?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit after
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
But initially, I'm like, no, that's Young Gravy. Like, I recognize him as an artist. This is great for a business. Obviously, having anybody of a upper echelon to status.
Especially if he's got a hit song out.
Right now.
It's great
right,
for the bar.
Right. He had just done a show.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm sure he's on social, blah, 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 blah. But nah, man, he was acting a fool, so I had to kindly ask him to dip up out of there, man. Yeah. Him and his people, they're like, but come on, like, you can't be cool, man. You can't just let us. And I'm like, no, I can't be none of that. You couldn't have been cool. You couldn't have just let nobody live. Mm-hmm. You now have to go. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. You are the problem, my good sir.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Gravy. Go be Gucci somewhere else.
So when you kicked him out of the bar, and I could see you doing this. You played football. I've seen you lift a couch on your head. I could totally see you bouncing in a bar for sure, DZ. What, did they just leave? Did they get into a fight? Like, how did it end?
You really think Young Gravy was trying to fight me?
Hell no.
Come on, dog.
Of course not.
Come on, dog. No.
Of course
they,
not.
They chirped. They said their thing. I mean, we had our bouncers. You know, we had our line. We had our methods of protection.
You're
so
like,
they weren't doing none of that.
You did a song with Rick Astley, okay? Come on.
This was even far before that. So it's not like he had this song out and
this
out.
This song wasn't even out yet?
Dog,
well, then who the hell cares?
This was pre-Panini, pre-pandemic.
Come on, Young Gravy.
COVID hadn't even happened yet. And he was out here talking all that talk.
He was saying, do you know who I am, before that one came out?
It was because he was in Wisconsin. You got to think. He felt like,
I don't give a damn.
He's from Minnesota. He went to Madison. He spent time in Milwaukee. He felt like he was home.
Unbelievable.
He felt like he should have been taken care of. Mm-mm. And he felt like this was his city to do what he wanted to with.
Well.
And it was like, big dog, let's go ahead and bring it down to level.
Yeah,
and you can try the establishment across the street, across anywhere else.
But you're not going to stay here.
Go hit water if you want, Poppy, but you're not going to be here, Gravy. It's no longer Gravy.
We don't like Gravy here. We like our stuff dry. Get the hell out. Listen, I want to take calls on celebrity encounters because I love stuff like this. And I love watching the TikToks where people throw celebrities. Like, have you seen those circulating where they throw celebrities under the bus? Like, there was some J-Lo one circulating, and I was like, stop talking bad about J-Lo.
She's perfect.
She's perfect. And people were like, no, my dad drove her once, and she was awful. So I want to hear your direct encounters, though, with celebrities, good or bad.
And they don't have to be like, oh, me and I'm talking about, you might have just walked up on somebody on the street and been like, are you? And they said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of celebrity encounter, we are so here for it. We're going to take your calls, 414-533-1037, or maybe you kicked somebody out of a bar, like DZ, like Young Gravy.
Did you kick Young Gravy out the bar with me?
Spill the dirt. I'm here for it, people. I'm here for it. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just heard a great story from DZ about the time he had to kick Young Gravy out of a bar, and I am here for all of it. So, DZ, I learned something new about you today that I did not know. I love that story, but sounds like he deserved it.
Yeah, honestly, it was the right time, wrong place, and he was trying to do the wrong thing, so he had to go try somewhere else, man.
Sitting on a bartender, didn't like it that the bartender wasn't interested, right?
Had I not been working that day, maybe he wouldn't have gotten kicked out, but lo and behold, I was there.
Well, you're very nice about that. Listen, we're going to take some calls on celebrity encounters, and so first up, we have Isabella in Sheboygan. Good morning, Isabella.
Good morning.
Who was your celebrity encounter?
Mine is from, he's like a rookie on the Bucks. His name's, I don't know his first name, but his last name's like Marjan or something like that.
No, that's his first name.
Yes.
Marjan.
Oh, that's his first name.
Shout out to the rookie.
Hey-o, what happened? Was it good?
But it was good. It was like so random. It was like Halloween weekend or Halloween night or whatever.
Okay.
And me and my boyfriend went out, you know, on Brady Street.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my boyfriend's like, that's the dude from the Bucks. And he was just, like, sitting there, like, on a bench outside. And I was like, no, it's not. He wouldn't just be, like, sitting there like that. He's like, dude, I swear to God, go ask him for a picture.
Uh-huh.
So I did. And then he's like, he was just, like, so nice and everything.
Aww.
But then he went, like, inside, like, the bar.
Yeah.
And then people start recognizing.
And then it was
and
over.
It was so crazy.
Aww. Yeah. You're like, no, he's not living a normal life like everyone else.
And your boyfriend's like, okay, go take a picture with a random dude then. Yeah, bet, go find out.
Fangirling out.
He
I
did. And
that.
Then when I did, he brought it, like, a picture up. He's like, I told you.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
That's cool.
You watched him stand up. And I don't know how tall you are. Maybe you about 7 foot tall yourself.
Oh,
but
I'm 5'3", so I was tiny.
So he stood up and you went, oh yeah, you definitely a hooper, huh?
She was a tiny little thing, wasn't she? Isabella, thanks for sharing that. Go Bucks, right?
Go Bucks. I've heard he's super nice, too, for real.
And sounds like he is. She said so. Thanks, Isabella.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Cece is in Milwaukee. Day 2 calling into the show. Cece, you're working towards a theme song. Good morning.
I am. Good morning.
Who's the celebrity you've met?
I met Big Sean once upon a time a couple of years ago.
Big Sean, that's cool. Was it good or bad?
I'm jealous.
It was good. It was a concert at the Rave.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All you had to do was buy a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. It was like $25.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to meet him.
Nice.
And I believe we went like downstairs by the pool or whatever.
Yeah.
And like a line of people and we got to meet him. It was super cool. He was super nice.
Nice.
I was like super excited.
Do you remember what year this was? Because I got a feeling this was earlier Big Sean, if you will.
I have a picture of it. It was early Big Sean.
Why did he change or something, DZ? DZ's got
David
stories.
Ariana Grande Big Sean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I'm thinking during that time, if you buying a t-shirt for $25 and then still getting a meet and greet with Big Sean, like that's earlier stages in your career when they start doing stuff like that.
That's what you were getting
the
at, DZ.
Separate comes later. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yes. Yes. It wasn't. I don't mess with you. I got it.
You know.
Well, good to hear. Thanks for calling, CC. You call in on Monday. It'll be day 3 for you. All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Let's get that theme song, CC.
Speaking of theme songs, he's one of the OGs of theme songs. Ryan from Calabama. Good morning.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man.
I love it. I see all your texts coming in, by the way. People are saying Anthony Pettis. People are saying Donald Driver.
Shout out Showtime and Donald.
Yes, Celebrity Encounters. Ryan from Calabama, you wouldn't tell me who it is. Who is it? Who did you meet?
Girl, it's you. You're a celebrity.
Stop it.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, stop it.
I got yet to meet the celebrity of DZ and have him over for dinner. What are you talking about?
Well, guess what, Ryan? I know a guy.
And he happens to be named DZ?
I happen to know a guy named DZ, and I can get him to your house for dinner. I'm just saying.
Dang, we got
to
get him over for some steaks or something. Let's go. Come on.
Done. Handled.
Well done. How I like my steak.
We don't think of ourselves as celebrities, though. That's what's so funny
but
when you say
that.
I'm a guy. I'm just a guy.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy with a wife and a baby, and I get to talk.
I'm just a hot mess with a divorce and two kids, a single mom trying to make it, hair in a bun, hot mess express over here. But hey, thank you, Ryan.
No problem, guys.
I got mascara falling down from my face. I need to wash it. No, Ryan, we love you. I know a guy. I'm going to get DZ over to your house, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. That was so sweet,
dog. I love Ryan from Calabama. His family is the sweetest. And honestly, they have two kids, your baby Sammy and his, and their two kids would get along great. I'm just saying. So, okay, listen, we have another regular on the phone. Let me pull it up. Julie in Oak Creek, I'm trying to find your theme song here. It's Friday. I'm a hot mess. Hold on. Allie is not going to... No. I know I have it in here. Where the hell did Julie's song go?
Lose yourself in the moment.
You know what? Say no more. I'm coming through.
Oh, acapella.
Yes! I found it. Woo! Julie, good morning. Good morning, girlfriend. Who's the celebrity
good
you
morning.
Met? Who'd you meet?
So, when I was a senior in high school, my girlfriends and I kind of hung out at the Hyatt because that's where all the celebrities would stay. Uh-huh. And then they would walk the underground tunnel to get to Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going back a ways.
Hell yeah.
And Paul Stanley walked in and we chatted with him in the lobby.
Wait, Paul Stanley. Are you talking like the group Kiss? Like Kiss. The rock, the metal rock band Kiss, like Gene Simmons?
You're not going to say Gene Simmons next.
I was like, hold on, what?
I am going to say Gene Simmons next.
What?
Tongue out nose.
Stop it. Go on.
So Paul Stanley walked into the lobby, and we chatted with him for a bit, and we were like, hey, Paul, where's Gene? And he's like, I don't know. I think he's up in the room.
Hey, Paul, where's
Gene? So we watch where the elevator goes, and it lands on the sixth floor. They were staying on the same floor that my dad had a room at.
Awesome.
Oh, it's on now. Now it's on. Yep. Uh-huh.
So we figured out which room might be Gene. We used the house phone, called it. Gene Simmons answered the freaking phone.
Y'all prank called Gene Simmons?
That's amazing.
We did.
Wow.
And we chatted with Gene for like 10 minutes. He's like, hey, you coming to the show? We're like, heck yeah, we're coming to the show. We're Kiss Army, my friend.
We're Kiss Army. Oh, I love that, Julie. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that for sure. Oh, have a good weekend.
You too.
Wow. The Kiss Army.
She not only found Kiss the band, Gene Simmons, she prank called his ass, dude.
Dog. Wow.
I see all your texts. Somebody said, I met Run from Rum DMC in a hotel in Denver.
Somebody said,
they were working at a sports bar downtown after a show at the rave, and in walks Coolio. R.I.P. Oh, they met Coolio. Jesse and Stalas said Aaron Carter.
Here's
one of my favorites.
R.I.P.
Aaron Carter's alive. Aaron Carter is not alive. Oh my God. Yes, he just died. Oh my God.
Condolences. Wow.
That's weird. We had two back to back. Okay, so here's a positive one. I'll read a positive text before we go into commercials. Two encounters. I say Giannis. We love that one.
I've seen Giannis out and
that's
about.
That's cool.
He's always a smile and a good time.
That's
him
cool.
And his family. Beautiful family. Uh-huh.
And then somebody else said, I peed once next to Aaron Rodgers. I guess in a urinal.
So you were peeing next to greatness?
Peeing with Aaron Rodgers. Hey, whatever. What a story, I guess.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Look out, DZ. They're making a new Paw Patrol movie, and guess who got cast in it? Northwest, Kim and Kanye's kid.
That's official?
It's official. I had forgotten, I gotta be totally honest. The first Paw Patrol movie came out in 2021. I forgot Kim Kardashian had a voice. She played Dolores in that movie.
What?
I totally forgot Kim was in that first one.
I don't think I knew that.
Totally forgot. And so now Northwest is gonna be in it. She will also get a part in the movie.
Is it Dolores' kid?
Maybe. That's actually a good question. They haven't said yet, but that's actually a really good question. That would make sense.
It would make sense, right? Because I don't know
thinking.
Who Dolores is. I didn't have to watch the first Paw Patrol,
well,
but now I will since baby Sammy loves him some Paw Patrol.
And you know what? Paw Patrol, there's always these shows that catch on and they go for 10. Like, Paw Patrol started around the time Owen and Hudson were babies. So 11 years ago. It had just started.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I just watched it get bigger and bigger and bigger, and my kids were obsessed for years. We're kind of out of it now, but you know what? They're still going to want to go see the movie 100%. Because when the first movie came out 2 years ago, I didn't think they'd want to go. I would have thought they would have outgrown it, and they were like, of course we want to go see it. So it's kind of one of those childhood things that stays with you forever. You don't outgrow it.
No, I get it. It's like me beating all the little kids to go see the new Toy Story when it finally came out. I was like, no, this is for me, not for y'all. Stay up out the way.
Perfect example.
Perfect. Understand.
Yes, Northwest is going to be in it, and they said that Saint as well will have a cameo in the movie.
Where's Psalm at?
I don't
Might
know.
As well
the
get
others?
Everybody in Emma.
They got four kids total. So Kim, Northwest, and Saint all going to have a role in the second Paw Patrol movie.
Role, not a cameo?
Well, Saint is a cameo. Northwest is a role, but we don't know what role yet. And we all forgot Kim was in the first one, so you're welcome.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.